Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today. Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This will be a different task against Patrick Schulte.
Ojeda, cool delivery! The header towards the net post! Schulte! He just can't be beaten tonight!
Those highlights, huh? We are thrilled now to be joined by goalkeeper for the Columbus Crew and who is recently starting a net for the U.S. U-23s in their match against the U-23 France squad. Patrick Schulte, what is up? Thanks for joining the show today. What was your reaction watching all of those highlights back of yours? Those are pretty cool.
Yeah, no, thank you, Juan, for having me. But, you know, it's always good to, you know, look back and about last year. It was a fun ride and, you know, just to cap it off, winning the trophy and, with these group of guys was something, you know, truly special. And it gives me chills every time watching it back.
Yeah, what was that experience like? I always love seeing after a big championship win, the locker room scenes, because everyone plays their own role, right? You've got, you know, the guy who's spraying the champagne, the one who's chugging, the one who's got the aux cord playing the music. Who are you in the celebration in the locker room? What was your role?
Drinking as much as I can.
he really is from St. Louis.
Hey, yeah, that's for sure.
Patrick, you've had an incredible start to your professional career. But one of the things that we were talking about in the pre-production meeting was your rating in L'Équipe, because it's very hard to get a solid rating in L'Équipe. You guys did kind of the impossible, given that all the hype was built around this French under 23 side, and yeah, they had some injuries and some virus going through the team, but you guys really performed well from start to finish. You had created opportunities, you defended really well, and you came away with a result in a match that I think was a lot of people thought was going to be one-sided. What did you learn from this performance about not only France, but your group in itself?
I think, you know, one thing that I learned and the group learned is that, you know, we can play different, you know, styles and we can compete with anybody. You know, we had to problem solve throughout the game, and, you know, they had a lot of the ball, but we figured things out as the game went on, and we don't have quit in this team. You know, we have 1 through 20 guys. It's whoever's on the field is going to perform and it's going to put their best foot forward, and, you know, it might take all 90 minutes, but we have a group of guys that, you know, can get the job done, and we don't quit. And so it was, you know, obviously we wanted the win, but, you know, to show that we can, you know, compete with anybody, it's a good, you know, mental thing for this group and good for us going forward.
Patrick, you won MLS with MLS Cup in your rookie season, which is obviously a huge deal. You won MLS Next Pro the year before that. Now you're on the U.S. Under 23 team. Things seem to be going well.
Got a cap for the full team.
Yeah, got a cap for the full team. Your name's starting to be coming up in rumors. How hard is it? I mean, is that stuff flattering? Does it make it a bit more difficult to just focus on the match to match, which I know every professional athlete says they just take the next match as in hand? Or do you think that that helps give you more confidence? It helps you go out there and want to play a little bit harder?
Definitely, I just try and, you know, focus match to match, but I definitely try and stack things from the past on top of each other to give me more confidence. You know, I don't try and look at the future. I just, you know, try and build on the past. And, you know, obviously winning trophies, you know, representing your country, these little things definitely, you know, help your confidence. But also, you know, I think the group of guys that I'm with each and every day, the coaching staff, they definitely, you know, one, keep me humble and grounded, but two, push me to be better and, you know, focus on the task at hand and not, you know, focus on the past or worry about, you know, what's the future is going to have.
Patrick, by the way, Charlie mentioned the L'Equipe ratings. For those who don't know, L'Equipe rarely gives 10s, for example, just as a gauge to the ratings. They're pretty demanding. You were, along with three French players and Tanner Tessman, you were the highest rated player on the field with a 7 out of 10. So that's pretty impressive for top of the line.
Yeah.
The top of French sports journalism. So congrats. Big things. Where do you visualize yourself from here, let's say 10 years out?
Honestly, I don't think I've thought that far. But obviously I just want to win as much as I can, win as many trophies, you know, play every game that I can, and hopefully just kind of continue to grow my career. And, you know, ultimately, short term, you know, obviously I want to, you know, represent my country, you know, in the Olympics, World Cups. But, you know, every club team, whatever, wherever I'm at, just win as much as I can, play as much as I can. And, you know, at the end, I think that would be, for me, a successful career.
All right, Patrick, I don't know if you're going to have the L'Equipe rating framed and hung up above your bed or something, but Tony Miola, who is, of course, a legendary U.S. men's national team keeper and works with our team here at CBS, he's incredibly high on you as well. Number one, what's it like to have a guy like Tony Miola complimenting your game? And what goalkeepers have you really looked up to in your time growing up and trying to learn from the very best?
Yeah, it's an honor to, you know, have guys like that, you know, praise me. But, you know, I still got a long way to go. So hopefully I can, you know, live up to, you know, what he thinks. But I think, you know, growing up, it was always Tim Howard. Just because that's when I, you know, started transitioning to goalkeeper was, you know, when he was, you know, killing it at the World Cup. So definitely always kind of looked up to him and wanted to have a career like him. But, you know, I watched, you know, a lot of Neuer growing up, just, you know, playing out the back, being courageous, ball at your feet, sweeper, keeper, and just making crazy saves.
That's a good role model to have, Patrick, I'll tell you that right there. Timmy Howard was as quick as they come. That was the best goalkeeper I had a chance to play with and train with. But in saying that, you've had, obviously, conversations with Greg Berhalter, I'm sure. Where do you need to improve the most? Because we've seen a lot of keepers come out of MLS and fantastic in terms of just doing your job, preventing the ball from going in the net. But we're seeing now a progression with keepers in starting the attack, controlling the tempo, building out with your feet. What is it that you need to focus on?
Yeah, I think, you know, kind of, as you said, you know, those aspects, I got to continue to grow and, continue to, you know, grow with the ball at my feet, starting attacks. But for me, it's, my presence within the goal, you know, just be demanding and but being like that calming presence that the, you know, my defense and the team in front of me can always rely on me, and being able to make those, you know, match defining saves, to keep us in games or, you know, to win us games. So I think, you know, those areas are areas that, you know, I personally want to continue to grow and hopefully take that next step in my career.
Patrick, I don't think we've ever asked you this. Who do you support? Do you support any specific club, like obviously outside of Columbus Crew?
No, I just kind of focus on, you know, where I'm at. Obviously, I want to see, I'd say, St. Louis do well just for my hometown, but...
Oh, he's an Everton fan.
I was going to say...
You're an Everton fan.
I was going to say, that sounds like a United fan to me. I don't want to say it on camera, not this season. I know, yeah, you've been linked to some teams in Europe, and not you didn't mention any, so I won't say any either. But I will ask this. Did you start out as a goalkeeper, or did you play any other positions? Because I know now playing with your feet is such an important part of the game. Did you get the opportunity to play in the outfield, or have you always been between the sticks?
No, I started my career as a left winger, but I played there until I think it was like 12, and then I transitioned to goalkeeping.
Tim Howard convinced you he was so good at the World Cup that you went from left wing to goalkeeper, huh?
Yeah, basically. I also wasn't, you know, all that great at left wing, so I need to pick out some.
He's not trying to stay on the pitch.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, Patrick, I've talked to different goalkeepers before who have said that, you know, to be a goalkeeper, you got to be a little bit, I don't know, crazy, I guess. Like, do you feel like that mentality is something when they were like, hey, you're moving into goal, you're like, yeah, I got this. I've got the right mentality for it.
I think so. I think for me, it was just, I just like winning, and I ain't gonna name names, but our goalkeeper wasn't that great back in the day. So I wanted to win, and I figured I needed to, you know, switch to goalkeeping just to, you know, keep our team in games and just ultimately win. And for me also to stay on the field. So, you gotta be a little crazy because, you know, shots are coming in pretty hard and you just gotta stay brave. But for me, it's ultimately just, you know, wanting to win and, you know, keeping our team in games.
Patrick, I remember walking at the opening ceremony in Beijing in 2008 and just being overcome with emotion that I cannot believe I was the Olympics, sorry. I could not believe I was this little kid looking at, you know, Wheaties box, and now here I am at the Olympic Games. What would it mean to you if you were able to represent the United States at the Olympics this summer?
Oh, I think I'd be overcome with emotions. One, just, you know, it's a dream come true. I watched all the Olympics growing up. I remember staying up late in the summers watching everything. So just to be able to, you know, go there and represent your country and, you know, be an Olympian would be an unreal feeling. But two, it's, you know, the opportunity to compete against the best in the world. You know, ultimately I'm at my age and some older guys as well. So just, you know, obviously just being able to represent your country in any way possible is always an honor. If we got to, you know, do the opening ceremony, I don't know my emotions. It'd be crazy and a dream come true for sure.
Awesome. Awesome stuff. Patrick Schulte, congratulations on all of your success and best of luck moving forward as well. Thanks for taking the time to join us this morning.
Thank you guys for having me.
This is Tony Kornheiser's show. I'm Tony. You expected someone else? So what exactly is the show about? I don't know. It's a sports show nominally. Football's over, but we're finally at a point where things matter in college basketball, and baseball season is on deck. Greatest three words in the English language, pitchers and catchers. We have some of the best voices come on and explain what matters or what makes an upset, like Ryan does, 9-8. No, that's not an upset. No, yeah, it is, Bob. And if you're lucky, I might just tell you about my search for discounted sleep pants or my worries about what my dog just ate. Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.